Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being part of the conversation. That didn't sound right. It almost really didn't sound right. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, and you really just get informed before you start to engage. And make sure you have your facts straight. That way, you know, nobody's going to get on your case, right? Really that simple. All right, head up to, go over to MyPillow.com. Not now, write it down for later on. MyPillow.com, you know, Mike Lindell's made a way for some of us to make money when we're not, able to make it with Facebook or Twitter or any one of those. And you get some value. I'm not just asking you to drop a dime. Well, actually, a lot more than that, I hope. But drop a dime with me. Right? You head over there. Check out the pillows on MyPillow.com. And it's not just pillows. We're talking about pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers, mattresses in some cases. You know, towels, robes, all kinds of stuff that you buy anyway. Right? Why not buy stuff from somebody who's on your side? Who believes in the things you believe in. Who's willing to put his money, frankly, with what you believe in. And that's what we should be doing anyway. We should be taking care of each other. Well, I don't know if some of you know this. I don't know if some of you even care at this point. But you know what today is? Any clue at all? Any of you? Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah, hear that noise. You think it's over. It's not. It was like, 40 years ago? Oh, I shouldn't say that. Like 40 years ago, you had Top Gun started. Right? Came out during the Cold War. Not really a whole bunch going on. Right? It was exciting. A lot of young kids got excited by it. I don't blame them. Man, a Top Gun 2 came out. They were not expecting it, but it was a big box office hit. Right? Hollywood went nuts with it. How dare you like something like that? How dare you do that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, yep. Anyway, also this week, it's National Police Week. Right? Paying honor to our men in blue, men and women, excuse me, in blue, right? Honoring them. You know what you need to do? Okay. I'm sure they're not listening to the show, and I'm not saying this because I'm better than you, smarter than you, whatever, whatever, whatever. All right? But here's the deal. I went to the restaurant the other day, and four deputy sheriffs walked in to grab themselves some breakfast. It's breakfast, okay? And I don't know. You know, these guys obviously had been out all night. They're working the night shift, getting something to eat before they go in. And I just paid for the breakfast. That doesn't make me special. That doesn't make me a good guy. But it just made me stop and think for a second. You know, these guys are out there. They're getting pummeled on a regular basis. You see one of them out grabbing a cup of coffee, and you can afford it, pay for it. Don't pay for the donut because you don't want to add to the bad habit, right? Put the donut in a bag, send it to me. Anyway, seriously, it wouldn't hurt you to do something nice for them. Wouldn't hurt you to do something, even, man, got no money? All right, no problem. Just go up and say thank you. I really appreciate what you do. I really appreciate the fact that you put yourself on the line for me. That's right, you heard me. Me. They don't know you from Adam. And yet, they're willing to chase somebody down. They're willing to jump in front of a bullet still. Yeah. Anyway, National Police Week is celebrated on whatever week in May 15th falls under. President Kennedy actually made a decree to honor the men and women who risk their lives every day. Takes place from the 15th to the 21st this year. It's also a time for police officers to honor their fallen colleagues. Make sure those surviving them are supported, as well as remember that their commitment to keeping people safe. Citizens and civilians can also celebrate the day by showing some love and gratitude to the policemen around them. National Police Week is all about honor, gratitude. It's just understanding, truly understanding what they went through. Okay? Now, Kennedy signed it into public law, actually, back in his 62. The law was designated May 15th as Peace Officers Memorial Day. It stated that the week in which the day falls should be a National Police Week. Every year, the National Law Enforcement Officers organize a memorial service to honor police officers who lost their lives in the line of duty. Now, law enforcement, well, they've been around for ages, for centuries. All through, they've been known as police in ancient China. They were called prefects. Old Babylonians called them, well, I'm not even going to try that word. The Inca Empire, they were called officials who held the roles of magistrates. Caraca. So, anyway, they've had names all over the place, right? I didn't know this. I thought this was interesting. Maybe you won't. First century organized, the Uniform Police Force was created during King Louis. Oh, here we go. You're going to lose all these arms on me, right? In the 16th reign. In Paris. Right? The most important law enforcement official was the county sheriff. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. A lot more to come up after the break. Rick Amato joins me. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. What the heck? Truly be part of the conversation. Because then you're part of the solution, all right? Really that simple. You know, and again, you got to pay attention to what's going on around you. It really is the only way that you'll really know, once you get informed, you'll really be able to speak to this stuff without getting your butt handed to you. And I see that happening more and more. People that are just totally, uninformed, but still want to tell you what's wrong, what's up, and what's happening. Anyway, here's a guy that's not ill-informed. Actually, he's very informed. Rick Amato joins me as he does every week. Always love to talk about the issues of the day. Rick, how are we doing today?
Doing good, Joe. Good to be here with you and your audience. And your intro there, not your or your intro from the break about being informed, reminds me of a topic I'd like to bring up that you and I haven't discussed, because I think your listeners will find it very, very, and yourself, very interesting.
Well, go,
I mean, that category.
Go for it.
Well, I just interviewed someone by the name of John Tantillo. Do you know John?
I know the name.
Okay. John Tantillo is a marketing branding expert out of New York City. And when I say expert, he's got a PhD in marketing and branding. He originated the name The O'Reilly Factor. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a story behind that, how that happens. It's kind of funny. But he's been good friends with Bill O'Reilly since the 80s. But he came up with the name The O'Reilly Factor, and I only tell you that just to let you know at what level he's playing his game at, so to speak.
Right.
And I interviewed him yesterday on my TV show, which you know airs on Roku, and it's online at YourAmericaTV.com, about the firing of Tucker Carlson. I use that word loosely. He hasn't been fired. He's been canceled. They purposely have not fired him to prevent him from going anywhere else. They'd rather pay his salary than let him go anywhere else. Tucker, who texted me yesterday, is really trying to get out of that mess. Now, John Tantillo is watching this. Again, he's a branding and marketing expert. Came up with the name The O'Reilly Factor. And what he is telling me is that what's going on here is that Fox News is looking to expand its market, brand itself, market itself, the left of center. And Tucker Carlson did not fit that marketing strategy. And everything which has come up with the Dominion, the lawsuit, was a tipping point. Now, some may say, well, that's just a theory. Well, maybe it is. But here's what's interesting. Not only did John Tantillo tell me this, but the day he tells me, unrelated, the widow of Roger Ailes, who founded Fox News, the widow of Roger Ailes comes out and says that it has taken only, she gave an interview this week, and she said, I'm quoting her, it has only taken 6 years for Fox News to, quote, wreak havoc and destroy what my husband built. So, you know, time will tell, but I think John Tantillo is on to something here. And I think that just like CNN has said that they want to broaden their audience and move closer to the center, I think Fox News may also be looking to go left of center, not with their, you know, I'm not saying only left, I'm saying create content which brings that market share in. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I think that, you know, as far as Fox goes, I'm not so sure. I won't say that I agree with you or disagree with you, but unless they're flaming morons, to put it lightly, to think that they were going to get rid of Tucker Carlson and still maintain a decent, right, audience, if you would, somebody there deserves to be fired. And then if you look at the numbers that just came out today with Newsmax and how they just kicked CNN's butt.
Can you believe it?
Oh, yeah. No, I do believe it because, I am, I'll just say it this way. In the area that I live in, I am one of the most hated political guys out here. But I win my elections by big numbers. And the left has really overstepped when it comes to stuff with me, because the bottom line with it is I do what I say I'm going to do. So all they do is shoot themselves in the foot when they start coming out against me. I jokingly say they actually get me more votes. And I think, you look at Fox and you say, how did they get where they got? Well, they got where they got because they were hardcore right-wing conservatives. And it'd be a joke to say that they leaned left in any way, shape, manner, or form. Well, they've gone down the proverbial slip and slide to the left side at this point. Who is left? And I'll take exception with Sean Hannity or what have you. But truly, who is left there that would, you know, measure up to the Tucker Carlsons of the world to keep them there?
Yeah, and Laura Ingraham is pretty solid on her right as well.
She is, but you've seen her, and I was really disappointed with Tucker when it happened, but you've also seen her back away from certain things because I'm sure that the higher-up said, hey, you're not going to go down that road, or you're not going to, you know, your show's going to be at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, another key point here that John Santillo made, it's common sense, but unless you don't think about it, you don't think about it. And that is this. When it comes to marketing and branding, consumers are more interested in, let me rephrase that. When it comes to marketing, consumers are more interested in the individual personality, like a Tucker Carlson.
Right.
Then they are the brand, like a Fox News. However, shareholders, investors, invest in the brand, not the personalities. So that's worth keeping in mind.
No, I agree with you, and I think the thing with not just the Tucker Carlson show, but Fox as a whole, you probably could watch the change over the last couple of years, even in the advertising. They were getting away from far right-wing advertisement. We'll hit more of this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The rapid development of AI technology and tools could help mankind for the better, according to OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. But the ChatGPT mastermind says there needs to be government rules in place.
The U.S. government might consider a combination of licensing and testing requirements.
for development and release of AI models above a threshold of capabilities.
Experts and lawmakers have recently raised concerns about the fast-developing technology. President Biden canceling his upcoming visits to Australia and Papua New Guinea due to ongoing debt ceiling talks. The White House confirmed the news Tuesday, saying Biden informed Australia's prime minister he's postponing the trip. He also engaged with the prime minister of Papua New Guinea. Meantime, Biden will still travel to Japan Wednesday to participate in a G7 summit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the, and I look at, some of you say I drive you nuts by doing this, but then do it. Do it the right way and I'll stop saying it, because the stuff that I hear that you guys are spewing, like, what was it, last week? You almost sound like CNN. Remember, Donald Trump was convicted of rape. No, he wasn't. But that's what you heard on CNN, MSNBC, ABCDEFG. That's what you heard on those channels. And it was dead wrong. Not kind of wrong, dead wrong. Anyhow, you listen to the Joe Messina Show on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Rick Amato joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. And Rick, again, thanks for being with me. We're talking about, you know, marketing. And you want to talk about the O'Reilly factor, the little story behind that one.
It's a funny story, something I never knew. Again, I was for those who may have just joined us, I was interviewing John Tantillo this week. He's a marketing expert, a branding expert. He originated the name The O'Reilly Factor. He's good friends with Bill O'Reilly for a number of years. And I just figured he sat down in his office and did some marketing research and came up with the name The O'Reilly Factor. That's not what happened. He and a group of his buddies, they would hang out with Bill O'Reilly back in the 80s in New York City, Manhattan, and hit the nightlife, the clubs. You know, sometimes you couldn't get into them because there's a long line and standing room only. And but they got in wherever they wanted, and John Tantillo said it was because of the O'Reilly factor. And if they'd see a club, say, where are we going? How are we getting in? And Tantillo said, we're getting in wherever we want. We're going wherever we want to see the O'Reilly factor. O'Reilly gets the show. He liked that phrase, and that's how he named the show.
Oh, God. Well, whatever works. You know what I'm saying?
Now, John Tantillo, I'm sorry. He's someone you'd be happy to introduce him. He's someone you would like to interview. And here, just beyond marketing and branding, there's an amazing story about John. In the past, I'd say 6 months or so, he's had one of his legs amputated above the knee. Maybe both. I apologize. I don't know if it was one or two legs. But let's say it's one leg amputated above the knee. And, of course, it's traumatic. And he is living a positive, energetic, upbeat life, and he's being an example for others who've gone through this. And he's telling me that he's hearing from people that that have had their leg amputated and they're have gone through depression, and he's helping them out of it by being an example and talking about what to do. So I thought I would share that.
No, I mean, there are plenty of people. I like to see these actually on my personal Facebook page. I post this kind of stuff all the time. People that have that overcome like insurmountable odds, and you know, we complain about a headache. We can't go to work because our head hurts or something. But I can't think of the young man's name, but he's got no legs, one arm, and he travels all across the country speaking. I mean, go figure. You're right, it
that
is
amazing.
You know?
Yeah.
Always upbeat, always smiling, always happy, you know? All right, let's talk a little bit about marketing, since you were on that. One of them is, now you saw the beating that Bud took over, you know, their marketing plan. That didn't work out well for them. But Sports Illustrated now is going down a road that really should freak some men out, if you would. They've got the transgender pop star Kim Petras on the swimsuit cover. Now, on what planet would that make sense?
Unbelievable. You're exactly right, Joe. She's a Grammy pop singer from Germany. She won a Grammy Award with Sam Smith recently. And Sports Illustrated made her one of four swimsuit models on their cover.
Wow.
And social media is blowing up over it. People freaking out, upset. And then on the other side, people calling the critics narrow-minded.
Of course. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Prejudice.
I would.
You know, all that stuff.
Well, if they weren't using those terms, I would think they weren't paying attention, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, right. You know, here's the thing. I don't know how, you know, I've given this some thought. There is no way you can blame the person, Kim Petras or Dylan Mulvaney, for Bud. They're just minding their own business, going through their emotional, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's an emotional disorder it's a disorder when you go.
It is. It's gender dysphoria, you know, period.
All right. So they're living with their dysphoria. They're living with their disorder, and they get approached by these companies, and the companies are feeling the pressure from the woke activism. Someone in their marketing department, obviously said it's a good idea, but you know, Budweiser's paying the price. Will Sports Illustrated pay the price?
Big money. And then Miller. But listen, let's go back to your marketing pal. And you have to sit here and say, how did 0.002% of the population drive a company like Bud? How do they drive Miller? How do they drive Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You know, that's a great question. And I will go back to him on that. My gut instinct theory on that is that that beyond that 0.002 population is whatever the number is of activists.
No question. The activists are probably 20% of the population, you know. They're playing on the feelings of. When you think about it, it almost makes it kind of makes sense. When they appeal to the gay or lesbian community, saying, okay, that population is a lot larger if you're trying to sell a certain product that you think that might appeal to them, then why not? I remember years ago having somebody on the show and talking about the Hispanic community because I started to notice that first, you know, and I noticed stupid little things, right? So I noticed that the commercials had more Hispanic people in it but speaking English. And then after a while, what you saw was you saw some of these commercials where they had a Hispanic family and they were speaking Spanish in the commercial on a regular station. And what I come to find out was that, you know, the Hispanic community makes up for a couple of billion dollars at the time. It was only a couple of billion dollars a year in you know, marketing and purchasing power. So it made sense. This doesn't make sense.
Yeah. this feels all political.
Yeah.
Unlike the Hispanic analogy you gave, which was market share.
Oh, a total business decision, and I get it.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a great point you bring up. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I tell people all the time, I had a friend of mine, well, not a friend of mine anymore, but I had a politician that I knew that whenever she went to a Hispanic community or a Hispanic issue and spoke, she would roll her R's when she was there. When she would go to a more Anglo, if you would, event, she didn't roll her R's. And I would always say, you know, not that I agree with it.
Was her name Hillary?
No, I didn't talk about the black community. Yeah. I have Sonia Schmidt is on with me on Friday nights, and she always makes fun of that. She's like, she had the whole neck thing and the head thing down and everything else, you know. And it should be considered condescending to the black community. They should see that as a slap upside the head, and they don't. It's just amazing, you know.
That is condescending.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, I want to go back to this marketing thing, if you would, this Kim Petras, right? And I'm looking at the cover photo, and I'm just going to be rude for a second, right? Apparently, he ordered, you know, triple D breasts when he went to the surgery. What have you. You know, it's 16 years old. How do you make that decision, number one? Number two, you know, again, you're looking at this going, you want me to get excited about two silicone implants on somebody who has male DNA? You can cut, paste, do whatever it is you want to do, change your name, but let's just be frank about it. You still have the DNA of a male. You will still suffer from the same kind of disease as a male suffers from. So you really haven't changed much but your outward appearance. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mussini Show.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Masiva, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. May 16th, 1986, Top Gun came on the big screen. All right? I mean, this all-American pre-woke, you heard me, pre-woke movie classic. Right? Before all that, this garbage of, you know, anti-Americanism, anti-patriotism, all our past sins, we should be made to drop to our knees, give every inch of this U.S. back to the Native Americans, but they really didn't own all of it. And they actually took it from each other at one point in time. So I would love to have these woke... I just love this song. Okay. Does it get your blood pumping? Anyway, seriously, I would love to sit down with one of these woke lefties who have actually said, actually believed that we need to give this country back to the people we took it from. I mean, well, if we're really good citizens, and Bill Whittle does a great piece on this. Do we give it back to the people we took it from? And in many cases, we didn't take it. We actually either paid for it. In some areas, we did take it. Some areas, we won it in a war. But do we give it back to them, or should we give it back to the people that they took it from
And then if we go back far enough, do we give it back to the people that the people who took it from? I mean, come on. You self-righteous lefties, give me a call. Let me know. I would love to know how you would fix that, how you would actually make it right. Joe Messina, your host. Rick Amato joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me as well, Rick. You know, look at the difference from 1986 to today when it comes to patriotism, and the realities of how good this country actually is. I don't know what Kool-Aid they're feeding these kids.
Yeah, by the way, if the original European settlers didn't, quote-unquote, take it, then we would be looking to take it from the Russians or the Chinese. I mean,
you're right.
Someone was coming over.
Yep. And they were taking it from each other. You know, some of the largest, I tell people this all the time, if you just do a little search of history, some of the largest mass graves killings that ever took place in this country were Native Americans on Native Americans. Mass graves with these tribes that were almost totally wiped out at times by another tribe.
Wow.
So,
I didn't know that, but I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
They were here first. Figure it out. Right? I mean, seriously, people. Anyhow, I forgot where we were, Rick.
Hey, Top Gun, I'll say this. As you know, Joe, I'm down in San Diego. And
that's cool.
That bar scene, the original Top Gun movie, I live about 15 minutes from that bar. It's a real bar here in town. And, of course, Miramar Air Station is here, and Top Gun 2 was filmed in Coronado. So it's all really, it's close to home out here.
Oh, yeah, and you get out to some of those places in San Diego on certain days, you can hear and see those jets fly by. You can see the ships right out there in the harbor. I mean, real Navy ships. And you need to go down there. Not on Fleet Week. Don't go down there on Fleet Week. It gets a little crazy, you know what I'm saying? But,
Yeah,
really, really interesting. Look, somebody sent me an article. I didn't give you a heads up on it, but I want to get your take on it. There's been a few articles flying around as of late that say, America's men are in crisis. They are weak, and it's all rooted in one problem or in one particular issue, which is men have been told they're too masculine for decades now. You're looking for stronger borders, a stronger military, stronger police, if you would. And yet we don't have men strong enough. I don't think we have the belly to fight for these things anymore.
And what did the military, speaking of the swimsuit, Sports Illustrated cover.
That's right.
Right? You know where I'm going with this.
Go for it. Yep, I do.
The Navy came out and announced they have a transgender person being their lead recruiter. I mean, what the heck?
You know, our enemies are overseas, and they're just rolling around laughing. They said, no, don't fire anything at the Americans. They're destroying themselves. We'll save a lot of money. Just let them go. You know?
Yeah.
I am sure that the first thing when the Chinese or the Iranians or the North Koreans board one of our ships is going to say, okay, transgenders over here, right? Come on,
yeah.
People. Wake up.
I'm sure it's no coincidence that recruiting is down in the branches of the military.
Yeah.
And, I mean, come on.
No, the guys that you know that went in the military, let me see if we had the same experience. They were all, the guys I grew up with anyway, they were all like G.I. Joe guys. They were not the tough guy you see in the bar, but I mean, they were tough guys. They didn't cry when they fell down from football or the swing set from 15 feet in the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And the Navy says that they have this transgender recruiter because they want to reach out to communities that feel underserved. I understand that, but there's a whole different way to do that.
Look, wait a minute. So the transgender community, the 0.002% of the community, how many men really would that be, and how many would actually join the Navy that were in that community? Let's start off there, or any service for that matter, right? They would be better off, you know, with the gay and lesbian community like they used to do, right? No, what is it, no tell, no harm, or whatever it was that they had going on. Nobody cared.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
They made a big deal out of it, not the people that were actually involved in it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But the left has spent decades, you know, if you think about this, ripping apart patriarchy, making men look like idiots. I talk sometimes about The Simpsons and other cartoons like that, quote-unquote adult cartoons. And there you have showing dad as the moron. And you see that in the sitcoms. And I don't know if you're familiar with some of these older movies. My kids used to love some of these older movies where the dad was truly the patriarch. The family was together. Dad was not an idiot. He was a hard-working guy to help keep the family together. You don't see that in modern movies. What you see is a blithering idiot who only wants a beer and a channel changer and really can't get out of his own way. You agree?
Yeah. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah. So, you know, again, it's Hollywood got their way. They have beat down males. And now, you know, the question is, why won't they step up? Why won't they do? Where are they? Well, you're not raising. You got to raise them. You've got to train them and raise them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you know that this is National Police Week? I just found this out.
I did not.
And I've been admonishing my audience. I said, look it. I don't know about you, but I live in an area where there's a lot of police officers. And the I said, look it, you're in there. Guy comes in, a cop comes in with his uniform on, cup of coffee. Don't buy him the donut. You can buy him the coffee. He comes in for breakfast. Pay for his breakfast. What's the big whoop? And if you don't have any money, you can't pay, just walk over and say, look, I know you don't hear this that much, but I appreciate what you're doing for us. I appreciate the fact that you put that uniform on every day and come out and help protect our sorry butts, and you don't get any accolades for it. So thank you. Just thank you. You know? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. And perhaps that is more appreciated in the era we're in today than ever by police officers.
The era of sinking fast, right? I mean, seriously, again, got to get back. And it's not just civility. It's just getting back to normality. And if you say that, and you're an older white guy like myself, they go, oh, yeah, you want to get back to the 1950s when blacks had a different door to walk in. Like, no. Not quite where I'm going with this, but if that's what you want to believe, God bless you. Good luck to you, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Last but not least, we kind of touched on it earlier, Newsmax. Newsmax pelting CNN in the primetime rating. Did you?
Unbelievable. I'm going to repeat what you just said. Not only did they beat CNN, they did it in prime time.
Oh, yeah. And they weren't little numbers in some cases. They were big numbers. You know, Eric Bolling, he trounced on Anderson Cooper, right?
Yeah.
That new show, Chris Plant, The Right Squad, you know, he beat CNN's whole story by quite a bit. You know, 50,000 viewers in 1 hour. And I'm not anyway, you look at these. The Greg Kelly Report, again, took first place in his time slot. So... CNN, they should get the message. It doesn't matter whether it's Fox or Newsmax, guys. You're sending the wrong message. All right, quick. How do people find you and your show?
On Roku, in the search field, put in Your America TV. Those are three separate words. Your America TV. Show airs on demand there. Go online at YourAmericaTV.com.
Perfect. All right, Rick, it's a pleasure to have you with me. Have a great rest of the week. We'll catch up with you again.
All right, Joe. Great to be with you and
your audience. Thank you. WC, your host. A lot more coming up. We're going to talk about your legal rights and who's protecting them for you when we return. We'll be right back.